Welcome back, dear friends, to Affirmative Prayer class, session 6. I want to remind you that I am recording these calls, and so they will be available to you and to others at a future date. The topic tonight is Thanksgiving, Release, and Action. So tonight's class is completing the 5-step prayer practice, the 5-step affirmative prayer practice that we use for our own individual self. And I have decided to go ahead and do the bonus class on praying for others. And the reason why is because it is so important that we learn to tend to our own self and not to other people. And most of us have spent the majority of our lives looking outside of ourselves for validation, looking outside of ourselves to see that we're okay, looking outside of ourselves to meddle in other people's business so we don't have to mind our own shop. And the beauty of affirmative prayer is it brings everything back to us. And so what I noticed from all of the lovely, lovely, powerful, powerful prayers that have been sent my way this far is that you guys get it. And in getting it and practicing with ourselves, then I feel confident in doing a class on praying for others. And like I said, I hesitate to do that because then many of us tend to want to fix other people instead of tending to our own stuff. But like I said, I just really get the intuitive sense that we're ready for that. So we will have one more call next week, and that will give the opportunity as well for you to send me completed prayers, completed treatments, completed 5-step affirmative prayers, so that I can provide you with feedback as well. So in order to begin our session 6, we are going to go into prayer together once again. So let's get settled in and take a nice big deep breath in and out. Inhale. And exhale. Now this next time I want you to really, really feel your belly. Fill, F-I-L-L, fill your belly with breath. And then hold it for a moment and then exhale nice and slow. Ready? Hold it, and then slowly release. Very nice. Check your posture. Make sure that you're sitting up straight. And you may choose to have your hands on your lap with the palms upward in a receiving posture. And I want us to put our attention again on our feet. Place your attention upon your feet. Feel them firmly, firmly planted upon the ground. Remember, all ground is holy. So the ground upon which your feet stand is holy ground. Allow yourself, as Moses did, to become sensitive to God, to become sensitive to the infinite, eternal, all that there is. Through this gesture of feet upon the ground and feeling the ground beneath your feet. And this time, instead of going down, 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 down to the center of the earth, I'm going to have you go down just a bit. Have your energy field go down, penetrating the earth, and then spread wide. Spread wide, 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 wide. Imagine that we can feel each other's energy fields actually. There really is only one field, but let's just imagine that my feet are touching yours, they're touching each and every person's on this call, that that energy of the holy ground, God only,
is awakened within each one of us. Take another big deep breath. And exhale. And I will open in prayer. And so I give thanks that this allness of God is forefront in our mind. That this only presence, this loving presence, this generous, joy-filled presence is forefront in my mind. I give thanks that I know that I stand witness to God as all there is. That there is nothing other than this presence of God. God is and I am. And as God is whole, perfect, and complete, I am whole in God. I am whole as God. I am whole expressing God. As I know that God is love, I know that I am that presence of love and form. As God is wealth, abundance, sustenance, I know that I'm a sustained and abundantly wealthy as that presence of God. And so right here and so right now, I speak my word of truth up on behalf of each and every one of us here on this call. That the very breath that we breathe is the breath of God. The very thoughts that we think are the thoughts of God. The very action that we take acts from that divine presence, that inspired presence, that one life. And so by nature of choosing a different starting point, I am different, and each one of us on this call is different. We are more of our true, authentic God self. We are coming from that holy space within that recognizes and knows its relationship to the one and to the only. We are coming from infinity. We are coming from the eternal. We are coming from the totality of the presence of God's good. Ah! I am made in its image and likeness. I am made in the image and likeness of God. I am made out of God's stuff, and so too is each and every one of us on this phone call. I claim that whatever our power prayer is, whichever quality of God that each one of us has spoken from, that this quality of God manifests itself in, through, and as each one of us. And I can say this and I can claim this. For as Jesus said, this and even more each one of you shall do. I know that each one of us is about doing the Father's business, is about doing the life of God through us. And so I know the more consciousness is available to us and active within us. And so I give thanks that each and every one of our prayers is already done in the mind and in the heart of God. I give thanks for this. I give thanks that each and every prayer is already completed in the mind of God. I release this prayer into the power of the law, knowing that as so within, so too without, and so it is. Amen. All right, you may move your feet around a little bit. Bring your energy back into your body temple. Not that it really left and went anywhere anyway, but bring yourself back fully into you. And welcome, welcome, welcome to session 6. I'm so excited to be with you as always. All right. So a quick review of what we've done so far, what we've looked at so far. And that is that step one of our prayer is called the recognition stage. And the recognition is God is all there is, and God is, and the quality which we are seeking, and which we are seeking to express more of. And what is so beautiful is Emma Curtis Hopkins, who was Dr. Holmes' teacher, an amazing Christian mystic. Emma said that that which we are seeking is seeking us. And I love that. So think about the desire that you have or the solution of God, that what it is that you are seeking wants us. So this isn't you and I out there fishing, so to speak. We're not putting bait on our
fishing pole and casting it into the water to catch something, we are literally looking energetically for in consciousness. We are connecting with that which has wanted us to connect with it. So what we desire desires us. Isn't that beautiful? So step one is recognition. God is all there is, and God is that quality which we are seeking and which is seeking us. Step two then is unification. As God is, so too am I. I am one with the Father, Mother, God. I am, and I am the quality. Step three then is the realization, and the realization is where we create our case, and we are claiming and knowing and accepting. We aren't asking for. It's a different energy. We're saying, since God is all there is and I am it, then, therefore, this is the truth. Therefore, and if you noticed, all of this is in the vein of the oneness of God. So there isn't any opposition. Remember, we talked about that earlier. There isn't an opposition. There isn't a separate force out there. It is the one fieldness of God. And practicing affirmative prayer allows us to see that, to feel that, and to trust that. So it retrains our sensory information. I want to do a little bit more on powerful realizations based upon your emails and feedback before moving into tonight's Thanksgiving release and action. So about powerful realizations, first off, the feeling is absolutely essential. And what I have noticed for myself is that if I am seeking something that I'm unfamiliar with, it can be hard for me to feel it. Ernest Holmes says, in one of his pieces of work, which I love, he said that when a child, a poor child, a child without a means, looks at a big, beautiful, mansionous home, a gorgeous, large home, for the first time in his or her mind, there is the recognition, the idea that there can be something more than there has been. And that is a form of freedom because there's an expansiveness in mind. And that same type of thing happens with our feeling state. Feeling is essential to prayer. To just have an idea without feeling it does not have the energy to pull it forward. So feeling is essential, and like I said, there are some times when it's hard for me to feel something, either because I'm out of sorts in some way with myself or because I just can't feel what it would feel like to experience something I haven't yet. And so I want to pump up my feeling tone. And one of the ways that I do that is I listen to inspirational materials. And when I'm stuck in the feeling area, I like to go to YouTube and watch Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, I've Been to the Mountaintop. It's 2 minutes and 38 seconds, if I remember correctly. It's just the little phrase that leads up to him talking about, and I've been to the mountaintop. And I watch his face, and I watch his body, and I can see that every single entire pore and cell and sweat bead, that all of it is working together with his intention and vision of what he is feeling in his body. And that's what I'm wanting to get to in my prayers. I'm wanting to feel that there is no such thing as lack. I'm wanting to feel that all there is abundance. That's it. That's it. I'm wanting to know that lack does not exist, and I'm wanting to feel the abundant nature of God. I'm wanting to feel it. And if I can't feel it, sometimes I put myself into an environment where it surrounds me. I recall times when I was feeling like I didn't have sufficiency, where my mind was telling me I was broke or poor. And I would go put myself into 5-star hotels and sit in the lobby, and I would feel the I'd use my senses. I would feel the fluffy exotic chairs under my body as I sat in the lobby. I would use my eyes to watch and to see the beauty that I was surrounded with. And I would take in the smells and the scents and the sounds. I would listen to a harp playing or a piano going or chatter or whatever. And I would love to treat myself to a cup of tea, which may cost $10. But to have that experience of sitting in that environment and owning it in my body would allow myself to feel it again when I prayed. So I will listen, like I said, to Dr. King on YouTube. I may physically put myself somewhere if I need to do that. But the whole idea is that I can actually feel what it feels like as I am praying, that it is not only possible, but that in my mind it's already done. So then the second note on under powerful realizations, and I mentioned this briefly last week, and that is that when I feel like something is a really tough thing to break through in my mind, I may pull forth scripture or sacred text and embed it into my realization. And I did that in our opening prayer intentionally today. I said, Jesus said, even this and more we shall have and we shall do, even this and more. And I recall my dog being, I had a small dog that weighed about 10 pounds. It was a little rat terrier. Deeply, deeply loved him. And I was preparing to go away on a retreat for a weekend. And it was an Emma Curtis Hopkins retreat. And Emma says that we can even raise the dead through our consciousness. And I didn't know if that was a literal thing or if that was a figurative kind of thing, like my spirit inside of me feels weak and I can raise it, or if that was a literal thing, like someone is dead and they come back to life. So I was pondering that question and really, really wanted it answered on the retreat. And I was bringing my stuff out to my car to pack my car, and my cute little 10-pound dog, his name was Joey, Joey goes darting out into the street and was run over twice by a big car going fast. And his little body hit the bottom of the car, ran over by the front wheels and then by the back wheels, and laid there on the street. So I yelled to my daughter to come and help me, bring a towel, come help me. We're going to take the dog to the vet. And we were blessed to have a vet like five blocks away. So we got Joey in the car. We got down to the vets. We brought Joey into the vets, and the vet took one look at the dog and said, he has to have horrific internal bleeding, and there's just no way he's going to make it. We will try our best, prepare for the worst, but this is not good, which, of course, we knew. And so we left Joey, and my daughter went and spent the night at a friend's house, and I stayed up the entire night praying. And I did not go on the retreat, but I sat and I prayed the entire night, all night long, until I knew his wholeness. And when I prayed such things as, and this is where I would bring scripture in, that Jesus turned water into wine and it was easy. And Jesus says, I too have these powers, and I will do more than this. And so I claim that Joey's body is restored to wholeness. And I tell you, I worked all night until I knew without a shadow of a doubt that my dog Joey was well. I knew without a shadow of a doubt. And in the morning then, the vet called to say, oh, my God, you won't believe this. This is a miracle dog. He is absolutely, completely well. There is not one scratch on him. There is not an ounce of bleeding inside of him. He is completely well. Just come and get him. And so I went and I picked him up, and we rested a little bit that day. And by the next day, he was crazy, active, wild. It was so much fun to stand witness to. So that would be an example where my human mind says something is not possible, and my spirit inside of me knows that it is. And so I would anchor in scripture, anchor in sacred text, pull forth the big guns to say, God is all there is, and it is wholeness, and I know it. So that was an example of when I use scripture. The third part to powerful realizations is that, again, we're using yes and no's, affirmations and denials, to clear out false beliefs so that spirit can, so that God can, so that truth, so that good can reign in my mind and my consciousness. So I'm yesing and knowing. I am saying there is no such thing. There is no such thing as damage in my dog's body. There isn't. All there is God. All there is God. There is no such thing as harm and hurt and endangerment in the mind of God. All there is divine flow of vital life, and it is happening right here and right now. So I do yeses, I do no, I do denials in my mind in order to make way. So I am clearing out my belief in what I see and what I believe as human, and I am aligning with what is of spirit. And then I pray until I know. So like I said with Joey, I pray 10 hours. Dr. Ernest Holmes was known to pray for days on end for a client until they experienced healing. I've heard Reverend Michael Beckwith, who I just adore, I have heard him say on several occasions that he has locked himself away for 3 days, 2-3 days, in order to pray until he knew and knew and knew that whatever it is that he was praying for was indeed already done for God is good. And so it may be that a prayer is a few-minute thing, and it may be that it is a long-term proposition. And that is about working in our consciousness. So that is a thorough review on realizations that adds some more information. So when you turn in your power prayer this week, if you would like to embed some scripture texts, some spiritual concepts, you may, and I will gladly read those and provide you with feedback as well. All right, so let's go on to step four. So we have three steps that we've already looked at, recognition, unification, realization, and now we're moving on to the fourth step of affirmative prayer, which is thanksgiving. And as I prepared these slides, what I became awake and aware to is every single entire step of affirmative prayer could be a prayer that stands on its own. So if you and I were to sit and recognize that God is all there is and recognize the quality of God, if we embodied that, if we knew that God is all there is and it is love or joy or faith or peace, whatever it is, if we knew that and knew it in our beingness, that in and of itself that prayer would be enough. We wouldn't need to go any further. We wouldn't need to say anything else. Then the second step, that I am the presence of God in form, you and I knowing that we are the presence of God in form, is a prayer in and of itself. That is so powerful. It is crazy. And then the realization stage, that in and of itself, the realization, in fact, I went back and read a whole bunch of prayers that Ernest Holmes did, and it was just the realization stage, and just not meaning that that's minimal, just meaning it's complete and enough in itself. So so to be able to say, God is this, God is not that, I am this, I know this, that stage, that step of realization in and of itself is sufficient. And then to step four of thanksgiving. Meister Eckhart says if the only prayer you were to say is thank you, that would be enough. And it would be. So as I was preparing the slide today, I had the realization that we are turbo boosting our consciousness with each and every one of these steps. I mean, this is really incredible what we are doing with affirmative prayer. So the fourth step of thanksgiving is
if all we were to say is thank you, that's enough. So what we are doing is we are aligned with the mind of God, as we are aligned with the thought of God, as we are aligned with the heart of God, feeling our way in this prayer, then we stay with that alignment and say, I am grateful. I am grateful. I give thanks. We stay in the first person, absolutely in that place of satisfaction that it is done. Another quote that I love from Voltaire says, appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well. And in this case, we're not looking out to our colleagues on the earth plane. We are looking out, or we're looking toward the quality of God. We're looking toward God. Appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent, it makes the quality in God belong to us as well. As we appreciate that quality of God within ourselves, within others, as we feel it, as we see it, as we recognize it, as we appreciate that quality, it becomes more of us. Very, very wise spiritual move. So what are we giving thanks for? We are giving thanks that it is done. And what I mean by that is when we do our work in consciousness, we're doing it in the invisible. And everything starts in the invisible because before it becomes visible. So a home, before it is built, is imagined in the mind and put on a piece of paper. It is imagined first, and then it is built second. Our clothes that we wear, someone had that design in their mind first, and then they went about designing it. The food that we eat, someone planted it, a farmer planted it, tended it, toiled it, had an idea that I'm having an orange grove instead of a beet farm, and went about doing his business and tending to it the way an orange needs to be tended to. And it's first done in mind, and then it's done in form. So in our prayer, we are giving thanks that it is done. So when someone hands me a birthday gift, I say, oh, thank you. Oh, I'm so grateful. This is so wonderful. This is just what I wanted. It is already done. As my request is complete in consciousness, then it is already done. So what I'm giving thanks for is that the fact, the knowingness within my being that it's already done. And remember when we first started last week's class, I had a quote from the Bible that said, he believed it was done and he was healed. So it is, we have gone through the process of believing and stepping into knowing, and that is a past tense thing. It's done. So we're claiming it's done in consciousness through our gratitude. And then I made the note here, you've believed it is done in mind, and the seed is planted in the idea sphere. So not only have I felt, known, sat in, claimed the presence of God as love in my life, I have believed that it is done. It has been planted and it is done. So because I know that it's true, then the next phase or the next step is I give thanks that. Now what's interesting is you notice that all of our prayer is done in the first person singular. So I highly suggest that we avoid saying thank you. Although some metaphysicians say, thank you, internal God. But there's still a feeling of some level of separation, or there can be there. So we're wanting to stay in the stream of the unified consciousness and of the oneness. And so we do so by using I statements and staying consistent. So we don't go into a dualistic or opposing kind of prayer. It stays in the unified realm. So example for the Thanksgiving step, words I use, I give thanks that. I thank the presence within me that. I am grateful that. And an example of this is back to love.
And they say, God is all there is, and it is love, and I am love in form. And then my prayer may be cultivating a field of love, or it may be more specific, where I call forth friends, that there is no such thing as loneliness in the mind and in the heart of God, that each and every one of us are here in order to enjoy and to love each other, and I call forth my perfect right friends now. I call forth those I am to play with, those I am to pray with, those I am to laugh with, those I am to have fun with, and I feel their energy right here and right now. They, too, love the presence of God as who and what they are. I give thanks, it is done. So in that case, I may say, I give thanks, it is done. I may say, I give thanks for each and every one of my friends that are making their way to me. So it may be specific. Or it may have nothing to do with the content of my realization, and I may say, I give thanks that the presence of God lives within me and has always demonstrated its good through me. So it may be very specific towards the prayer that I'm praying, or it may be more abstract and grateful. I follow my heart on that. So I give thanks that. And it can be as simple as, I give thanks that love is making its way to me. I give thanks that my friends are already here in my conscious mind. I give thanks that the good of God operates always. I give thanks that my faith has increased. I give thanks that. So it's what you're thankful for. Sometimes I say, I'm grateful. I'm grateful or I'm thankful. So step one of prayer is recognition. Step two is unification. Step three is realization. Step four is thanksgiving. And then the final step is release. And release means we're letting our prayer go. And so many, many metaphysicians, and I've said this on a few of my prayers so you could hear it, many metaphysicians say, I release this prayer into the action of the law. And remember that the law works that as I believe internally, either unconsciously or consciously, what the prevailing thought pattern is within my being, as I believe within, so too it happens without, as within, so without. So as I shift my mind from an unconscious state into consciously speaking the word of God through me, consciously speaking. As I do that, then I can say I release this prayer into the action of the law, meaning that this prayer is now let go from me and is in the invisible field where ideas and concepts take form. It is in the invisible. I have let it go. I have let it go. Surrender, detachment, letting go are parts of all spiritual paths. Where we have a desire, we cultivate it, we love it, we feel it, we give thanks for it, and we surrender it. We let it go. We detach from it. If we are attached, then there is no spaciousness in order for it to go about and do its business and bring it forward. So releasing is a very, very important part of this. Sometimes I release this prayer into the only thing that is God. Sometimes I release this prayer as a prayer of love. But the idea being that this prayer, I consciously say, I am done. And then each prayer is closed with, and so it is, amen. And amen means that so it is. So, it's just in English, and so it is. And it means, and so it is. It is done, and so it is. So it's like the period or the exclamation mark on the end of a sentence. It's like it's complete. So I have recognized, I have unified, I have realized, I have given thanks, I have released, and now it is done. The punctuation is complete. It is done. So our prayer is done. our prayer is done. Send me the treatments that you have. Send me the prayers that you have completed. I'm saying treatment because remember, it is a an exchangeable synonym for affirmative prayer. Metaphysicians call it a spiritual mind treatment because we're treating our mind spiritually. And send me your prayer. Send it, send it. And so we have released it now. Your power prayer has been released into the law. It is completed. So then what happens is we have let it go, and then we listen and observe and participate in life from a place of being inspired. And inspired action means we treat and we move our feet, meaning we pray and then we follow up our prayer with action. So if my prayer is for the perfect right job for me and I'm praying for it, then I follow up by sending out resumes, going to networking events. I take action associated with it. My prayer may be the completion of a book that I'm working on. Then my action, after I know in mind that it's done and I open to whatever it is I'm to receive, my action then is to write. I am to write. So God works through us, and we are needed and we are necessary in order to fulfill its desire here on the earth plane. We are a necessary party in this whole deal. And the funny thing about this is somewhere in the mystical literature, there is the belief that we can do this, but we can call things forward to us without taking action. And that is extraordinarily rare and certainly a grace-filled thing. I just know that I will be guided to act, or others will be guided to act and come toward me. However it works, there is action involved. We are on the earth plane. And so an example of this is that I have several dear, dear, dear friends who are spiritual teachers who believe and have believed in the past that they can go into prayer and pray an event into being. That they can pray that people will show up to an event. They can pray that it will be full. They can feel it. They can know it. And then they don't tell anyone that they're about to have an event. And so no one knows that it is happening. And so the moving the feet in this case is to invite people to show up. And so it's been really interesting to watch colleagues go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that no one showed up. Or I can't believe there's only three people here. This is the most amazing thing. And I will say, so tell me, who did you invite? How many phone calls did you make? Did you mail out invitations? Did you send emails to your friends? Did you talk to your local newspaper? Was it in a church bulletin? Like, how would people even know this existed? And the thought was, I prayed. Well, yes, of course, but we pray and then we take action. We pray and we take inspired action. Action is absolutely important as part of this process. So treat and move your feet. All right, dear friends, this concludes, yay, our affirmative prayer time together. What my intent has been, and I had the intention the first day of class, and that is that each one of us learn the art and practice of affirmative prayer by creating our own unique power prayer, aligning who we are with the divine truth of us. And based upon the work that you've sent me thus far, I believe we've accomplished that, although I'm looking forward to seeing your final prayer. Please, please, please complete it this week. Please, please complete it this week. I would appreciate it this week instead of 2 or 3 or 4 weeks from now. So please, please, please make sure that is a priority of yours. Email me your power prayer to revbonnieb@gmail.com. Label the steps so that I can see the perceived problem or desire, the quality of God, recognition, unification, realization, thanksgiving, release, and I should put in there, and so it is. Because at the end of that, we need the punctuation, and so it is, or amen, or however you choose to close your prayer there. That would be very important. So, dear friends, thank you so much for the investment that you've made in yourself. As I shared in the very first class, affirmative prayer has changed me at the very core of my being. It has changed who I am. It's changed how I see the world. It has changed my ability to accept and to love. This technology has done so much good in my life, and it is my pleasure to teach it. It is my pleasure to pray with people. It is my pleasure to do the work of someone who is in prayer for others, because this is so incredibly, incredibly powerful, and I know it to be so. So let's close in prayer together. So taking a nice big deep breath, feeling our feet back on the ground. Moving from the experience of such full learning into a place of centeredness. I give thanks that the presence of God has been within, throughout, and all over this teleclass. I give thanks that technology today allows us to be able to enter into this prayer field together from all across the world. I give thanks that the infinite nature of God, the nature of God without limitations, is demonstrated in this technology. I give thanks for this. I'm grateful for each person who showed up. I'm grateful that each person is, will be, and always has been touched by the love of God. I'm glad that we can say yes to becoming more of who and what we are through contemplating and reveling in the qualities of God and allowing them to become more active as the foundation of who and what we are. God is and I am. God is and we are. And so as we close this class together, we do so with the appreciation of the fullness and wholeness of God. I give thanks that each one of us has enough sufficiency to purchase this technology to make this possible. I give thanks that each one of us has had an abundance of time to be able to learn from this technology. I give thanks that each one of us had the internal desire to step forward and say yes to it. So already God has been demonstrated so fully in, through, and as each of us. I claim that this continues to multiply, to expand, to carry on, that more God may be known on this earth plane and more good may be realized, that heaven may actually be here on earth as we wake up to seeing it, feeling it, and knowing it directly. And so for this, I give thanks and I bless each one of us. And so it is. Amen. Peace and blessings, friends.
The moderator has left the conference.